Inside the CIA by Ronald Kessler. This book is read by Edward Lewis. Acknowledgements. My editor, Paul D. McCarthy of Pocket Books, came up with the idea for this book, provided strong encouragement throughout the project, guided me through difficult decisions about organization, and brilliantly edited the manuscript. An editor with his range of talents is rare. I owe him a tremendous debt. In the early stages, people who were particularly helpful were Colonel Russell J. Bowen, Dr. Lee S. Hochens, David D. Whipple, the late John A. Bross, and several others who cannot be named. As explained in the author's note, once the book was well underway, William H. Webster, then Director of Central Intelligence, gave approval for limited CIA cooperation, the first time the CIA has cooperated on a book about the agency. He and Joseph R. Detrani, E. Peter Ernest, and Gwen Cohen of the CIA Public Affairs Office are due special thanks. A number of former employees of each CIA directorate, of the Office of the Director of Central Intelligence, and of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, read portions of the manuscript. While some cannot be named, they include Herbert F. Saunders, Robert R. Simmons, Nancy D. McGregor, John B. Bellinger, Russell J. Brumer, and Roland Inlow. The fact that they read portions of the book does not mean that they agree with everything in it. However, by investing their time and energy, they helped to make it a richer and more accurate book. My wife, Pamela Kessler, applied her sharp editing eye to the manuscript and improved the quality of the book. My friend Daniel M. Clements also read the manuscript and came up with insightful advice on themes and organization. By being both friend and professional colleague, Pam Kessler did more than anyone to make this book a reality. My children...